Victoria Plowman was sexually assaulted in a taxi cab. She is part of a growing list of women assaulted in cabs here in St. John's. The debate on who is responsible for the regulation of those cabs has been raging for years now. While the City of St. John's regulates the payment meters and general safety of the taxi itself, Deputy Mayor Ron Ellsworth says their job ends there.
Well, we have responsibility, and we've been advocating for a long time for changes to the taxi industry, both for the safety of the taxi drivers and for the safety of agents. But under our bylaws and enforcement, we have no jurisdictional ability to actually stop the vehicle and verify that if Martin is behind the steering wheel, Martin has a Class 4 license, and that Class 4 license has a screening done.
Jenny Wright is the executive director with the St. John's Status of Women Council. She says the debate on ownership on taxi safety has seen little progress, and that needs to change before more women are victimized.
And that's a discussion that we've been a part of at the Status of Women and have been at those meetings and on those committees. Back and forth, no, this is not my jurisdiction, this is not my problem, back and forth, this falls under the Highway Traffic Act, this is the police problem. And what ends up happening continually is that women's safety takes a backseat to this kind of bureaucracy. And what we want is taxi companies, the city, police, and the province to come together and find a solution, because too many women are being sexually assaulted in our cabs.
Wright continues by saying that other jurisdictions have managed to find common ground in regulating taxi drivers, while St. John's appears to be dragging its heels.
If you've ever been in a taxi in any city in Canada, but every time you get in it, there's a full photo of the driver there, their number, and a customer service number. And we can't even manage to get that level of regulation in our city. And that is really disheartening for those of us who are trying to work to make changes. Our city is not safe for a lot of people. And those in B who can make changes, who have the power to create legislation, need to step up and do something and stop leaving the work on women who are the ones who are being victimized by it.
Wright says she sees no end in sight in the debate over taxicab safety. She stresses the need to eliminate victim blaming, instead calling on those involved to work together to ensure young women are safe. No one agrees more than Victoria Plowman.
Like, rape is rape, sexual assault is sexual assault. It's not the victim's fault, no matter what. Like, if you were drunk, like, I was drunk an hour before. I was sobered up a bit at that time. But even if I had been drunk, like, I'm not asking for it. You know what I mean? Like...
For Kicker Radio, I'm Martin Jones.